Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Jess Callis here on another big All-Ireland weekend and a big night for Pats in Europe.
Yeah, they were lucky, weren't they? I don't know if you saw. In case you missed it, they staged a very dramatic comeback in Estonia to reach the third qualifying round of the Europa Conference League. Maybe not lucky, but certainly skin of the teeth. They were 2-0 down on the night, 2-1 on aggregate against Nama Kalju. Time was up, but captain Joe Redmond scored in added time, sent the game into extra time, and then in extra time, amid a torrential downpour that the Pats people were saying they've never experienced the likes of, Jack Mulroney's cross went straight into the net, and Pats go through to the next round, a very tough tie. They meet the big Turkish club Besiktas next week. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is their manager. But let's hear from the Pats manager, Stephen Kenny, talking to St. Pat's TV.
Yeah, we're delighted to win, really. I think all of the European games away from home are always tough. We found ourselves in a difficult situation, obviously, having conceded two and found ourselves 2-0 down. So to come back and win the tie 3-2 was a brilliant effort, and credit to the players for their resilience and the determination to get back in the game and the ability to keep going. And we've shown that with late goals in three of the European games. So thankfully, we found one tonight and another in extra time.
Meanwhile, Shamrock Rovers drew 0-0 with St. Joseph's of Gibraltar in Tala. They go through on a 4-0 aggregate, though, and they now go to Kosovo next Thursday to play Balkany. John Kenny suggested to Rovers manager Stephen Bradley that their 4-0 lead from the first leg made this tie look like a training game.
It's hard to say a lot about it, to be honest. It looked like we were 4 up. It looked like we were through. And that's the way the game played out, to be honest. It's, like I said, it's hard to actually describe us. You said trying a match is probably fair.
So you've got to move it on now. It looks like you've got Balkany of Kosovo next Thursday. That means that the Rovers game against Derry is on Sunday. So still obviously with an eye on both of those games tonight, I suppose.
Yeah, it was. And we were always going to make the substitutions we made, thinking of both of them as well. So we watched the first half of the Lang game. And then I was obviously hearing information, and obviously penalties to win. Well done. So it takes us to Derry and next Thursday, which is probably what you would want. Games. Mm-hmm. It's good that we're going again Sunday.
Sure. Well, you know about Derry, but do you know anything about Balkany?
Yeah, we watched the first game. We watched the second leg, obviously, but we watched the first game and they were good. They won quite convincingly in the end, and could have been more, to be fair. So not real good and fully deserved to go through. So that'd be a tough toy.
Stephen Bradley. Elsewhere, Irish League sides Larne and Linfield both advanced to the next round, but Dungannon Swifts were eliminated. And Troy Parrott scored twice for AZ Alkmaar in a 5-0 win over Ilves of Finland. Just two Premier Division games tonight, Bohemians versus Drogheda and Cork City versus Galway United. In golf, it's day two of the AIG Women's Open at Porthcawl. The Japanese pair, Eri Okiyama and Ryo Takeda, share the lead on 5-under par. The tournament favourite Lottie Wode, well placed on level par, alongside Ireland's Leona Maguire and Lauren Walsh. On the PGA Tour, Joel Damon leads the Wyndham Championship on 9-under par. Seamus Power is 1-under. 3 bogeys and 5 holes in the back nine did a lot of damage there. In swimming, Tom Fallon this morning progressed to the 50 metres freestyle semi-final on day 6 of the World Aquatics Championships. He'll join Ellie McCartney, who swims the 200 breaststroke final in action this afternoon session. Daniel Whiffen forced to withdraw from the championships because of medical issues. He's dealing with the aftermath of appendicitis. In Gaelic games, seeding in the Munster Football Championship comes into place for a 3-year period, with All-Ireland champions Kerry and Cork to be on opposite sides of next year's provincial draw. Munster Council accepting a proposal that the top two teams from the province in the year's previous Alliance League campaign will be seeded. Now, ahead of Sunday's TG Cahara All-Ireland Ladies Football Final between Dublin and Meath, let's get the verdict of probably the greatest footballer, Cora Staunton. I asked her if Dublin beating Meath in the Leinster Final would have any significance on Sunday.
Probably not, Des, to be honest. While it's more of a one-off game, the provincials in the ladies, I see it down here with Mayo and Galway when they're in provincials as well. It's more of a one-off game. I think both teams have kind of grown a lot and improved a lot since then. So I think the All-Ireland itself will take on a life of its own. I think Meath beating Dublin back in 2021, stopping them from 5 in a row will have more of a bearing on it than the Leinster final of 25 will.
In terms of ladies football in general, there's talk of a big crowd turning up. Talk about the importance of that, given I know you played in front of 50,000 in the final.
I think it's hugely important. You know, it's obviously the 1 year, one day of the year that most people will watch. So it's really important to have a big crowd there. It's important that the three games are high quality, good standard. You know, as I said, I was in Tullamore for both semi-finals, and there was a good crowd. Both games, I think there was 4,000 or 5,000 at them games for the semi-finals. So I suppose that's the thing, is to keep building the game. And I suppose it's not like the men's game. I think you probably get maybe one or two games in the year to highlight the game and how it's grown and stuff. And I suppose there's been a lot of talk about, you know, girls obviously exiting, leaving Australia. And, you know, that's even another kind of thread that's going through the game at the weekend, with obviously Jennifer Dunn and Grace Koss, you know, opting to go back early and you know, be back with their clubs, where you have, you know, the likes of Sinead Goldrick, Ailish O'Dowd, Vicky Wall, you know, and even Evian Cleary, who's been going out for her first season. You know, they've both opted to stay and represent their county. So there's all of that. But yeah, it's certainly important for the All-Ireland final that there's a big crowd there. And as I said, more important, it's a good spectacle.
And who do you think will win it, Cora?
Yeah, it's a hard one, Des. I'm probably, you know, after seeing the semi-finals and, you know, Mead impressed me out of both teams, you know, in the semi-finals. Dublin have had kind of a mixed bag this year, as has Mead, in terms of the group stages, both drawn a match in the group stages. And, you know, Mead struggling to get over Kildare, who eventually obviously knocked Armagh out. And Dublin were pretty, you know, poor against Waterford, even though Waterford have come on a lot this year. But, you know, I suppose if you look from quarterfinals onwards, both teams have been excellent. I'm probably just tipping Dublin in terms of their experience and being in that 23 final and having the likes of Sinead Goldrick back, who wasn't there in 23. The likes of Hannah Turrell seems to be back to herself. You know, I read an article a couple of weeks ago that she this is her last hurrah, so she's retiring. So I just think they have a huge amount of experience, and I think that experience will potentially get them over the line. That being said, I did really, really like, as I said, I mentioned earlier, the youth and the enthusiasm of a lot of the Mead stars, you know, the likes, even their backline, Sarah Wall, Anya Sheridan, Carly Keeley, all of them, you know, I think their youth and experience, it you know, kind of has 2021 written all over again. But I do expect Dublin will probably edge it in terms of experience and, you know, I think performance on a big day in Croke Park, they're used to that. So I'm just about giving the nod to Dublin.
Hope she's wrong.
Well, we'll see. Cora will be with us on Sunday Sport in Croke Park.
Tickets still available. 45,000 expected. Vicky Wall, Hannah Tyrrell.
It's a great crowd.
What's it like, you know?
There's two other games as well, remember. Laois play Tyrone in the intermediate final. Antrim take on Louth in the junior final. Finally, racing, great drama last night. Noel Mead, though, reportedly set to appeal the decision of the Stewards' Inquiry that denied his Helvic Dream victory in the Galway Hurdle. Last year's runner-up in Dowie was called the winner after first past the post. Helvic Dream demoted by the Stewards. The meeting continues at 5 o'clock this evening.